Predstavte pre vás Veliakov.
When Berkeley made his announcement, so this is about the last time that I'll be able to do my Valentine to Berkeley, so I'll inflict it upon you if you don't mind. Valentine to Berkeley. You never wore a charvet shirt, the anorak was fine, but the day they made your t-shirt, you had to toe the line. Acquire suits by Louis Copeland, endure a facial scrub. I know how hard it must have been for you, a true blue dove. Though your diction is disturbing, I'm totally upset, and hope that you will stick with me, despite your Teflon vest. The mattress could be lumpy, although banknotes poking through. But we'd be so good together, and P.S. I love you.
Yeah, we all love Bertie. Next up to the open mic, Jennifer Matthews.
So I was told last week after the reading that my poems were very nice, but I never wrote anything happy. So the first one goes in line with that. It's not very happy at all. It's really nothing. But the second one, I had to go back about 10 years to find something that was happy, and it's not very good, but it's happy. Here it goes. So the first one is an edited version of something I read a while ago. I read it after seeing an Andy Warhol painting called Green Car Crash, and this is cut it up for you a little bit. It's he silkscreens a photograph of a car crash over and over on a large canvas, and then he washes it in this lime green. And the narrative of the crash is this man hit somebody and ran, that when he was being pursued by police, his car flipped over. The crazy thing about it was his car flipped over, it caught on fire, and the photograph is of this, but his body is on this electrical pole, kind of impaled, but he's not dead, he's watching the scene. He dies later after the photograph in the hospital. And below him, the weirdest thing is that there's this man just walking by as if it's a day in the park, not reacting to the blazing car or this man impaled on an electrical pole. So you can see how unhappy this is. But I wrote it from the point of view of the man. Yes. because, you know, not only is he looking over this whole thing he's repeatedly put on a canvas by Andy Warhol, and people are buying and selling him. So. Okay. This is La Vie en Green, After Green Car Crash by Warhol. Instantly crucified for my hit-and-run crime, my body flung itself anti-clockwise from the inferno, pinned me to this electrical pole. Now I wait, looking down at reporters taking details for their dinners, and at the sinners silently confessing their own crimes while horrified at mine. I hang here with a spike through my chest like a painting above a sofa, not dead yet. Now the artist and his followers come for me on repeat eternally. Though my body dies 35 minutes from this image, I'm famous in the ink saving. He screams my tragedy over and over, an orgy of ink lapping boundaries. He washes me in a reassuring Vie en Green, like the dollars being waved for me. When I look past Warhol, I can see all of New York from here, auctioning my carnage, dripping down and burning up the walls of Christie's. Deathless, breathless, they choke all these scavengers, burn this painting, stop your rubbernecking, you will have your 15 too. But worse than them is the one who walks silently beneath my body, a man about his own business. His is the only other soul who shares this frame. Okay, I promise, here's a happy poem. This is a poem about some of the happiest moments of my life. Catching fireflies when I was a child, and falling in love with rock music. Okay. My age 13 summer of powder blue tape deck and crackling reception, holding antennas just so, was the summer I found Giants and Sins on college radio. I'd hastily edit cracking down that tough record button, catching rock like fireflies, like when I was 7 and boys memorized our RBIs and me with the mayo jar in the backyard, poking holes in the lid and trapping lights, raising the glass to the stars, spinning, spinning, spinning.
Just a reminder that on Saturday we have voice coaching workshops going on at the moment for another 10 weeks. 10 weeks, I think it is. Here every Saturday from 11 to 1 or later, up until 2. Just thought I'd let you know. With our poet in residence, Trish Casey, who's with us for the next 12 weeks. Next up to the open mic, we have Annie Power.
This is called Panagon, so I'm not from Cork, but and I was walking down one day and I was just amazed that it seems to be pulsating with people and everyone seems to be going on. It reminds me of a bad story. Panagon story. The crowds are heaving as I bound for a moment of tapestry. The rhythm of truck and cork lights sounded in my feet. We move in sync and out of sync with each footfall. Everyone is dancing, the most are not aware of all. We juggle notes and duck and dive, ecstasy from here to there. Diamond bags, shuffling feet, knocking elbows, pulling hair. The speed of a snapshot of what Ireland comes to, an echo of our past, the dawn of university. A melody of voices, the soundtrack to the sound, has been stolen to this rebel city, Dorothy Paxton. I'm going to go to the bar, Two girls in the kitchen, bound by blood and boredom, escaping from a smoky sitting room where politics sat on the TV screen and life was too grown up to handle. They play and talk and sing, and harmony takes hold of the night. Repetition becomes a poor girl's factor. Imagination is our only wealth, and what riches it brings for two girls in the kitchen.
Thank you, Annie. Next up, we have Miriam Casey.
Memory. Tracing our heritage through the ranks, I saw how it happened, how the ship sank. It was easy then when it was only man. Now we have worries instead of ways, and death instead of a sea.
Shortest thing I've ever heard really in the speech before. Yeah, I was sitting down, going to enjoy my pipe there, you know? And you finished it off. Next up, we have Seamus Harrison.
Thanks, Bob. We wanted to hear that part. He sailed from the port of Kinsale, his weather packs garbled out braille. She soon sprang a leak behind the forepeak for want of a galvanized nail. Memo from heaven, dress code. Because of cost overruns on the plaza, I have taken the fiscal decision, in the absence of the expected carpet, to preserve the white marble tiles and reduce unnecessary noise. Only recommended footwear will be allowed on procession day. Procession day will occur at weather-dependent, random intervals of redemption, when a critical mass will amass at assembly points, same as for fire drill. Some of you, no doubt, will be familiar with those having come up from purgatory. A critical mass will accrue from a free-holding hostel, dorms only. In the event of inclement weather on the big day, while waiting for the parade, an indoor marquee will be provided, excluding First Friday. Bingo, karaoke, and cloudy face painting will be arranged. No bouncing castle. The Three Steps to Heaven band will be in attendance. Note the exit signs and obey the stewards. No hawkers. If you can help out at the annual show, be an angel and give in your name to any committee member. Very uplifting. Our big day takes 50 weeks to plan. It is known as Ascension Thursday. Yachties, not sand yachties, boat shoes, at least three colours, include red and green. No hardware store special offers. Anglers, only dark green waist-high waders. For heaven's sake, go to the bathroom first. Paragliders, hang gliders, microlights, kite surfers, and balloonists. Band in red zone of 6.52 light years diameter. Scuba divers, no snorkels, dry suits or masks. Booties, okay. Wet suits, okay. Don't wet them. Fins, where allowed, must be trimmed to show 5 mock toes in 5 of the rainbow colours. Orienteers, ice climbers and mountaineers, leave your equipment out of the body bags, crematoria and caskets. Wannabe explorers, leave your mail order ski sticks at home. No skateboards, wheelies, blades or skates. Golfers, red socks only, no music or cartoons, double sole, thermal or darns allowed. No green trees, no bare feet, tennis free zone, no sumos. Tennis and badminton tights, no black rubber dollies. Top shoes okay, white only. No boxer's boots, no logos. Elvis lookalikes, no blue suede shoes, no platforms, tap dancers, or blasphemous so-called river dance footwear. No trampolining or pole vaulters. The pearly gates are far too high and may shortly be automated. The pin code will be known only to me and may frequently be changed. 3 tenders must be obtained first, of course. Anybody see a builder about here? No dwarf tossing, no limbo dancers. For those of you in possession of a current dog license and canine cert for a clean bill of health, brown hush puppies, okay. No pets, no sponsors, camels and needles, no shoeings. No leprechaun shoes, sneakers or bound feet. No galoshes, sandals or hobnail boots. These will normally be greeted by a slow wing beat from the shed end. No, you may not hire. This is not a bowling alley. Moccasins, clogs sold with recycled tires, pampooties and winkle pickers allowed for use only by ethnic groups. No asbestos suit to be worn going into a coffin or body bag. Who knows where it may end up? In the event of being able to prove that this is your normal apparel on call, this rule may be waived. However, if this proved, the zip would be opened to midway, 3 drops of fast-setting glue applied, and the remains would be sent back to Earth in a clear plastic bag. Anybody applying for a crematorium after the electric chair may claim a singe benefit. This equates to a discount of 9.1%. Anybody applying for a crematorium where laid out in an asbestos suit will be surcharged 9.061%. Anybody not complying with these regulations may be sentenced to a further spell in purgatory for incineration. Or a fine of 9.3 months salary pension plus penalties, and be tied by the ankles to a self-erecting crane. No, bungee cord will not be used. Ghouls and other types of undead, this is not your stuff. If you show up here, instant repatriation. No waiting list. The new prefab annex to your right, next to the hospitality suite, is the preliminary health check screening facility. If you can produce at least 3 means of identity and incontrovertible proof that this is your third reincarnation, an exemption may be granted. And you may be allowed, if Baruch is free, to take part barefoot. Find the step. The toll-free wicket gate is a new development on trial run. Delays of up to 20 minutes may occur. Single file, please. Take a ticket and wait your turn to be airlocked in. No tailgating, no pass-outs. I have no doubt you will see these cost-cutting measures, efficiencies, as necessary. When my boss, the first Undersecretary to St. Peter, returns from paternity leave, the situation may be subjected to a further review. All Souls Day Circular number 33. This notice supersedes all other memoranda. This notice is to be printed A3, laminated and displayed in a pale wood frame in morgues, crematoria, funeral parlours, church porches, libraries, community halls, houses of ill repute, and sub-post office. This notice is dated the 7th day of April
2008. Thanks. Okay, last call in heaven. The bars will be closing shortly. Thanks very much, Seamus. Last call. I know we don't have a bar lady.
She walks in the door and goes, tell them it's last call, Nick.
Yeah, it's last call, everyone, you know. In fact, I think what she might have meant is, all those glasses lined up there are free for all. Just reach over, pull this up, you've got about 30 seconds. Next up we've got actually the second winner of the Jerry McNamara Slam, almost a year ago, Mr. Anthony Jackson.
How are you doing? There's a couple of things there. I wrote a lot of stuff down again, as it probably for last week, but I'll just do 2 seconds there. I'm just going to find something faster. I'll just do this. This is a song, like it's kind of like a rap song, like, but I'm just going to speak it instead of rapping it, because, you know, just to see what it goes, like, you know. But it's called Open Your Mind. Open your mind and try to see what's going on. How can I pretend that there's nothing going wrong? In life, I try to do everything the right way, but it's hard when depression holds you back, and sometimes at night there's these thoughts that are killing me. Sometimes I wonder why I'm living, if it's going to be like this all the time. No time to shine. Loneliness surrounds me in this world. It's like I can't explain how I feel. I'm supposed to be a man, and I'm supposed to start thinking like a realist. Gotta be strong, gotta hold on. Can you feel this? But then I look at my options and they're just saying it seems going to be shit if I start the job. Want to get the money I want, so I'd rather choose my own way of making money. I never finished school, but I know for sure that I'm not a fool that spent all my money. But that's just the first verse anyway. I'm just going to take a breather there for a couple of seconds. See, I don't know this off by heart, so it's not coming up very passionately with our living on. But anyway, I'm actually going to do it without the microphone because I was trying to read the thing and do it at the same time.
It's time to open your mind and try to see what you want to be. There's so many things in this life that you can be but you mightn't see. It's time for you to do what you want to do. Don't let the other people choose. Well, that's actually the chorus there, sorry. But it's time for us to see the wider view. Make your own decisions because it's up to you. There's so many options but we stay stuck in a job like we don't like. And why do we do this? Why do we stay doing something we don't like? I say chase your dreams no matter what if it feels right. Why sweep a floor when you could be a fucking entrepreneur? Why work for someone else when you can go away and work for yourself? I know you have to start somewhere but keep your eyes on the prize to try and get your goals in life. Sometimes I feel like giving up and stopping trying, but I know I have to stay determined if I want something in life. I feel your pain if you felt like this sometimes, but please, before you die, just try and open your mind. I'm sorry, keep, you know, I've another thing here, it's been 2 seconds around, some things.
We're not going anywhere.
Sorry, with the curtain there. It's true what they say, like, you know, if you fail to prepare, like, you're kind of failing to prepare, has to be.
This is kind of a funny one, though. It's like a rap, but I just teach it there if I can, like, you know.
You want talent? Listen to this. I can freestyle to anybody when I'm out in the pit. I can do it anywhere, any pick of people. And if you don't believe me, go ahead, make a list. I was born to do this, and on this I insist. Telling stories to the people who want to listen to this. My rhymes race from sorrow to joy and from wishing to bliss. They're like the World Cup penalty kick you don't want to miss. I'm out sharing stories. Oh, sorry. Out with stories of stout drinking nights, having fun, to parties on the beach, under the rays of the sun. We were hardly teenagers when the days just begun. All through our teens we had dreams of nice cars and nice girls. Universal are my stories, they appeal to us all. And I know that you can feel me if you feelings at all. And if you don't feel me, I wish you all the best. But for a moment, everybody just reminisce on those days of bliss. Thanks.
Thank you, Anthony. And next up we have our converted Bar Eddie, who's now become a poet. And the Bar Eddie, Sunil McCarty.
Again, I just wrote this while I was sitting up there because at the moment I'm so exhausted. Not to read my little sad story, but 8 hours in 1 week working, I think is a lot. So, yeah, I know. So, I wrote it just there now, so here goes. I'm feeling sorry for myself, whilst my body aches. There's only so much crap 1 week can take. So now, I'm going to have a rant about things that annoy me. So tough stuff, lads, you have to listen. I'm not going to make any apology. Firstly, that goddamn Nokia tune everyone seems to have as their phone. When one goes off, everyone goes mental, frantically looking for their phone. Next, Ugg boots with tracksuit bottoms seems to be a thing and a fashion kill. One has to ask what has happened to the individual. The concept of respecting your elders is the way I was brought up to be. What respect did some of them have, especially last week when a horrible coffin dodger made fun out of me? And what is the crack with someone sneezing once and claiming it's the flu, leaving me having to work all weekend because Selena do it? That's the thing I do. And what's going on with my ex having a new girlfriend and flaunting it on Bebo? Doesn't he know it's okay for me to move on, but he has to remain miserable and low? And now when I tell people I'm trying to become a guard, they back away from me. They don't know my reasons. It's a career, there's a pension, and the ratio of men in Templemore is 5-1, so now you see. And don't get me started on the National League and my beloved Tyrone team. The chance of winning another All-Ireland now seems like a dream. Okay, that's it over. This was my therapy. I don't feel so long. But one thing's for sure, no matter what, I ain't going to be in the Long Valley tomorrow.
Thanks, Irene. You can go home now if you want.
I
want
to take your mic to push yourself
crazy. Is there anyone else besides we have another part at the open mic. Is there anyone else who isn't being on it or hasn't been put? Where's my brother on? That's going to be the end, that's nice. We've got one more poet. Can we get us our birthday bash next weekend? He's coming on. You know, we're going to end up in the Jack Bench House parking till all hours. So take Tuesday off if you can. We'll give you maps when we're here. It's a magical place. We'll show you. Take Tuesday off if you can.
I'm Wednesday.
Next up to the open mic we have Dale Hardy.
Eugene was listening to the gospel because it's kind of gone out. People don't hear the gospel anymore. Last Sunday I heard it anyway, and then they were talking about not listening and not speaking. It's called Let Us Go. Let us go and speak again. Maybe the mountains will not fall, or the ice fades to recede, and the winter does not get colder. We speak again. After all, it was not O'Riordan's horse that day, or my banshee's call to curse you. Soon we will be much older if we do not speak again. After all, it was not money, neither was your dear wife, or that little patch of land. In fact, I don't remember, so let us speak again. If it was something great once, surely it has diminished some. You probably don't know or understand what it was, who or where or if it was. Now, let's speak again. There's a poem, and there are times on Saturdays by Michael Longley. It's called Lifeboat. And the first line was, I have imagined an ideal death. And I just wrote a poem a couple years ago about death. This is called Death Wish. When death fell on me like a loose leaf, it didn't dangle. It just came to rest on my shoulder, brought no grief. I did not expect him. My door was open. I heard no gentle knocking. Although the branches were slightly moving, the wind was even. When death fell on me like a bird's feather, in an airy dance, there was no length or a ceiling, but the dance was over. Thank you.